What's going on? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. It's a new comic book day. I'm sorry. I didn't make a live or a recording yesterday. Show you guys what's in comic books today, but I got a little bit of time right now, so let's get into it without further ado. Everything that's brand new in a comic book store today, remember, go support your local comic book shop. If you see something you like, remember that most of them are local businesses, and they definitely need your support in these trying times. So if you see something that you like, definitely hit up your local comic book shop, pass by there in your lunch break if there's still time, and you know, get into whatever you want to there. Let's knock it out. Let's see here. America Chavez made in USA number 2. Looks pretty dope. America's, let's see, Avengers 43, Alternate Curse, Avengers 44. Or that's the second printing of 43. And then Avengers 44. And they're on this Phoenix thing right now. On the Avengers. Avengers Mech Strike number 3. If anybody's reading this book, let me know. And let me know how, if it's good or not. I've been debating getting into it. I'm a big sucker for robots. But I don't know. Conan the Barbarian number 20. Alternate covers. I do like this alternate cover right here. This alternate cover is actually pretty dope. That is a pretty dope alternate cover because it's old school looking. I might just buy that just for that cover. Demon Days X-Men number 1. Got alternate covers there. Excalibur number 20. King of Black number 5 is in stores today. And, there's a spoiler on the Betterman tattoo cover. And they didn't even show us the graphic there. King of Black number 5 has got a wraparound cover as well. A bunch of sketch covers. Planet of the Symbiotes number 3 in stores today. Marauders number 19, multiple things. Squadron Supreme, if you want to catch up on the Squadron Supreme stuff, got a collection there. 2-in-1 of the thing. Runaways number 35, Spider-Girl complete collection. That's a Spider-Girl from alternate universe. Star Wars Volume 2. I might buy that. You know what? I might buy that. It's a catch up. Star Wars High Republic, number 4, ladies and gentlemen. If you're into the High Republic, you got number 4 in stores today. Amazing Spider-Man, number 63. Alternate covers. Got a couple collections of Defenders, volume 1. Immortal Hulk, number 45, is in stores. Alternate covers as well. What else do we have here? Venom, number 34. That's a pretty dope cover. Another one, the bat one. That's pretty dope, too. Alternate cover, Venom number 34, alternate cover. Dynamite Entertainment has James Bond, Agent of Spectre, number 2. That's available. Alternate covers, Sonya Versailles, number 3. In stores today, alternate covers galore. Vampirilla, Dark Powers, number 4. That's in stores today, alternate covers as well. Image Comics, Bliss, number 6, in stores today. Commanders in Crisis, number 7. Alternate covers for that. Deep Beyond number 3 is also in stores today. And a bunch of alternate covers. Firepower number 1. Interesting. Very interesting. What else we got? Geiger number 1. Let's read it. Number 1, let's read it. Industry Heavyweights, Goff Johns. That's not a popular person right now. And Gary Frank. Of DC's Doomsday Clock Reteam for what will be the most anticipated new series of 2021 and the forthcoming Geiger. This mind-blowing new series will take local comic shops by storm in April from Image Comics. Who are the scavengers of a dying Earth? Geiger is set in the years since a nuclear war ravaged the planet. Desperate outlaws battle for survival in a world of radioactive chaos. Out past the poisoned wasteland lives a man even the Nightcrawlers and Organ people fear. Some name him John Glow, Joe Glow. Others call him the Meltdown Man, but his name is Geiger. I don't know. That's your thing, though. It's definitely available. Inkblots, 7. Noctura number 2. Anyone who got to Noctura number 1? Noctura number 2 is in stores today. That was a hot seller for a moment there. Rat Queens Volume A. We got Savage Dragon number 258. Savage Dragon. The silver coin number one. Interesting. Let's read it. I want to read a synopsis for number ones and things I think that are brand new. Eisner winning artist Michael Walsh teams with an all-star lineup of collaborators Chip Czarski, Kelly Thompson, Ed Brisson, and Jeff Lemire on a horror anthology miniseries for mature readers. Each issue will tell a tale of terror in a shared supernatural world. The story starts in 1978 with a failing rock band whose fortune suddenly changes when they find the mysterious silver coin. Little do they know that fame comes with a cost and a curse is always hungry. That's good for you guys to like that stuff. Walking Dead Deluxe number 12 in stores today. DC Comics, Batman 7. Couple covers there. Batman Adventures, Riddle Me This. Batman Kings of Fear. Interesting. Let's read it. Sounds like a one shot. Now available in paperback. Okay. This has been something that probably an alternate universe thing. Crime Syndicate number 2. Hitting stores today. Dark Knight's Death Metal Deluxe Edition. Dear DC Supervillains. It was like something comedy. Event Leviathan is a collection of that story. Green Lantern number 1. With alternate covers too. As the new Green Lantern series begins, the newly formed United Planets and the Guardians of the Universe hold the intergalactic summit to decide who can best serve and protect the cosmos from danger. With the majority of Green Lanterns called back to Oa, John Stewart arrives alongside Teen Lantern Kelly Quintella, whose powerful gauntlet could be one of the most powerful and unstable weapons in the universe. With the entire landscape of the universe in flux, is this the end of the Green Lantern Corps or a new beginning? That'll be cool read. I might get into that. I might jump on that boat. Man-Bat number 3 in stores today. Metal Man, Elements of Change, Sensational Wonder Woman number 2, alternate color there. Suicide Squad number 2, that's continuing the story there. A couple alternate covers. Superman's Greatest Team-Ups, that's a collection, I believe. And 2's in stores today, a couple alternate covers. The Batman Who Laughs, a collection, is available. Or you guys like to grab them graphic novels. The Dreaming, Waking Hours, number 9. The Far Sector, number 11. Alternate covers. Batman Second Son, number 1. So number 1, let's read it. A new miniseries by Academy Award-winning writer John Ridley and artists Tony Atkins and Travel Foreman begins. Readers now know that after the events of Future State, Tim Fox is the next Batman. But what's his origin story? Why has he been estranged from Lucius Fox and his family for so long? Connected to the dramatic events of March's Infinite Frontier Zero, these questions and many more will be explored in this thrilling new digital first miniseries. Is it digital or is it digital only? Oh, hope not. I think it's cool because there's no alternate covers. That might be a book to grab. Berserker, another second printing, a foil Gennari second printing, number one of Berserker. Get into that, but you ain't got into that boat. That man's gonna make a lot of money with that. Keanu Reeves, Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 24 continues here. Magic Pack number 1. I guess this is for Magic the Gathering. Number 1. It's a number 1, so let's read it. What could it be about? I wonder. A new beginning for the pop culture phenomenon of magic starts here from Jed McKay's Marvel Blackhead and Igara. Perfect for new readers and longtime fans across the mass multiverse. Those gifted with a spark can tap into the raw power of magic and travel across realms. They are planeswalkers. When coordinated assassination attempts on guild masters Ral, Zarek, Vraska, and Kaya rock the city of Ravnica and leave Jace Belren's life hanging in the balance, a fuse is lit that threatens not only just these three guilds, but the entire plane of Ravnica. Now these three must covertly infiltrate the wild plane of Zendikar and form a tenuous alliance to uncover why the targets of the assassins have all been planeswalkers, which will lead them straight into one of the most enigmatic characters in magic history. I guess if you're into the magic stuff, I don't know. A bunch of alternate covers, though, definitely are available today in the store. Origins number 6 hitting stores today. Secrets 7. Secrets number 7. I think I need to zoom out a little bit here so I can catch the whole here. Sorry about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Last Switch number 4 is also in stores today, and Baltimore covers with that. I do IDW Publishing as Dracula, Vlad the Impaler. It's a graphic novel available. That's your thing. Got some Kitty Marvel books, Captain Marvel Action, Captain Marvel number 2, Star Wars The High Republic Adventures number 3, Shadow of a Man, Transformers number. I actually might buy this right here. The Transformers 84, Legends and Rumors, 100-page giant special. I just might buy that today. Some events in history are so incredible that they've gone down in epic legend, epic tales of epic heroes and villains. Others remain shrouded in mystery, over only surfacing as snippets of the real story. Transformers 84, Legends and Rumors is the perfect companion book to the Secrets and Lies miniseries. Representing the classic stories that inspired the series, the Transformers 1, Man of Iron, and the Transformers 84-0 one-shot. Is it auction? I don't know. I just might buy it just for shits and giggles. Transformers Beast Wars, number 3. You saw Jimbo Origins, Volume 1. That's a collection. Viz Media has a bunch of stuff in today. Incurable Case of Love, Volume 7. Chainsaw Man, Volume 4. Demon Slayer, Kisumu no Yaiba, Volume 21. Dr. Stone, Volume 16. Jujutsu Kaisen, Volume 9. March Rated, A Patriot, Volume 7. Hero Academia, Volume 27. Natsume's Book of Friends, Volume 25, One Piece, Number 96, We Never Learned, Number 15, and Yona of the Dawn, Number 29. Ablaze, never heard of Ablaze before. The Cimmerian, Iron Shadows in the Moon, Number 1. So let's read it. Robert E. Howard's Conan is brought to life uncensored. Wow. Discovered a true Conan, unrestrained, violent, and sexual. Read the story as he intended. A young woman in danger is pursued by her vile master, Conan, whose family has just been wiped out by the same master, puts an end to this beauty's pursuer and saves her with a blow of his sword. Bound by fate, the couple decide to hit the road together. Their journey takes them to an island where they discover strange ruins inhabited by dark magic. Their paradise-like refuge turns into a suffocating nightmare where shadows lurk. Who knows the extent of the dangers that lie there? They will quickly learn that on an island, calling me at work while I'm trying to record something. They will quickly learn on an island that the biggest threat does not always come from the outside. Iron Shadows in the Moon reveals the genius of its author in describing universes as singular as they are mysterious. With her line both delicate and powerful, Virginia Austin illustrates this oppressive and mystical atmosphere and gives the story a new graphic breath. Huh, interesting. That's pretty dope. A bunch of alternate covers there, so that's the true Conan we might get here. I guess they can't use the name Conan in the title. It's interesting. Dark Horse Comics, Beasts of Burden, Occupied Territory, number 1. Another number one to read. Look at that. The 8-time Eisner Award-winning comic book series, Bleeding Fantasy and Humor Adventure, blending Japanese and Western occult. An elder member of the occult battling pack of Wise Dog recalls a harrowing mission in U.S.-occupied Japan after World War II. A mysterious curse creates an army of crawling disembodied heads, which threatens to overwhelm the region. Emery's and a team of canine companions attempt to solve the mystery, bringing them into conflict with shape-changing Tanuki, evil Oni, and a horde of vengeful demons. That's dope. Interesting. Different. What we got? Dead's Dog's Bite number 2 hitting stores. Fear Case number 3. God of War Fallen God number 2. Miss Kazumi Loves Ramen number 3, volume 3, Overwatch or London Calling number 5. And for, as far as like the main stuff here, Antarctic Press has Death and Life number 1, excluding comics, number 9, Gold Digger 280. Got a bunch of sketchbooks. Titan Books has Blade Runner number 4 available, 2029. Life is Strange number 2, number 4. Minion Sports number 2, a Snoopy book. Ball Comics has Engine War number 9, Hollow Heart number 2, Shadow Service volume 1, Vampire the Masquerade number 7, Absolutes has Magica number 2, Markiplier number 3. Okay? That's in books tomorrow, in stores tomorrow. Today, should I say. So I'm so confused. That's what I get for doing this rundown late. Shadow Children number 2 in stores tomorrow. I think that's it as far as the main stuff here. Let's see what else I got. Oh, Second Sight Publishing has Blowtorch number 1, Duplicate number 1, two number 1s, and a Freak Show Night number 1. Do I want to read these? I guess so. Blowtorch number 1. From the pages of Chess, Blowtorch takes a personal mission to save the woman he was once in love with and maybe still is from out-of-control government experiment. Dope. Duplicate number 1. Duplicate is a thriller about the forces conspiring against the one man who offers hope during a pandemic. This man is Matt Travers, a scientist who creates duplicate organs that save humanity from the organ failure contagion. Only their high cost forces people into indentured servitude. In answer to this, a dangerous black market arises, which is one run by religious fanatic and Matt's former mentor. Following Matt's life-changing encounter with a duplicate, a recipient of his technology, he comes to question everything he knows as he strives to learn the truth behind his encounter. Okay. And then Freak Show Night. During his time in prison, Red was surrounded by the worst types of people, thieves, rapists, and murderers. Now on the outside, he's surrounded by the living dead. Armed with the only thing he's ever known, violence, Red finds one last chance of redemption for a lifetime of sin. Huh. I kind of like that one better. For second, I think that's it for main books here. Aftershock Comics has Miles to Go number 4, Project Patriot number 1. I'm just not going to read that. Casual Fling number 3, and Artist Rising Artesians, The Resistance Uprising number 1. I don't know what that's about. Fight the Power with Power. I guess I'll read it. Acclaimed writer Michael Stravinsky, look at that, returns to prescient, ambitious world of the Resistance. Returns to? Okay, so maybe that's a typo. In the wake of the assassination of the leader, the Resistance is in disarray, disconnected from each other and hunted by authorities around the world, including an army of reborns recruited by the American government to avert decimation at the hands of a fascistic government crackdown. The Resistance must discover the ace up their sleeve and the key to unlocking it. Interesting. Interesting. Well, we got Chasing the Dragon number 2. That's on Heavy Metal. And The Rise number 1. Which looks like horror, fantasy. Film 9, The Living Dead, Cage Chamber. No, it's George C. Romero, The Son of the Ledger. Film tells a story before the worst night on earth. Hey, as for all you horror people, The Rise number 1. Hero Tomorrow, Bloom number 1. Let's read that. The year is 1999. Ramsey is an aspiring comic book artist who is trying to find inspiration for a femme fatale. When he meets wild dancer Regina at a street fair, he invites her into the woods for a character photo shoot where she begins to break on through to the other side. Witness the psychedelic origin of the most powerful character in the Hero Tomorrow comics universe, a mind-bending four-issue journey to reshape your reality. All right. One Piece Books. Got a couple up. Rising Shield here. Scout Comics, Locust number 1. Let's read that. Most of humanity has fallen victim to a terrible plague that turned them into giant locusts. As the locusts consumed the earth, the uninfected survivors struggled to stay alive. During the Great Transformation, a fisherman and his elderly mother tried to escape a decimated New York City. Can they survive? Huh. That's pretty dope. Shit Show number 3. Dracul. On Scout Comics. Excuse me. Xenoscope. Tales of Terror Quarterly. H.H. Holmes. I'm not going to read that. King Tank Girl number 4. out from Albatross Funny Books. Are you Tent Girl fans? The Moon Maid, Three Keys, number 3 in stores today. Zombie Proof, Zombie Zoo in stores today. Black Box Comic, Shinokage, number 3. Devil's Dominion, number 3 in stores today. Dead World Archives Book, number 7. Oz, Romance and Rags, that's from Caliber Entertainment. Digital Manga, Harem and Punishment, Storm Fairy, stores today. House Divided, Volume 3, that's on Graphic Universe. The Spy Who Raised Me as well. I think that's it as far as the main books. Anything I want to cover is Zombie Tramp, number 80, from Action Lab. That's in stores today. And I think that's it. Hotline Miami Wildlife, number 8, from Behemoth Entertainment. That's out today as well. I think that is it. That is it for the new books, my friends. Oh, look at this. Nottingham, number 2, Mad Cave Studios. Nottingham number 1 apparently was a really big seller. So number 2 is in stores today. And no alternate covers. That's pretty dope. I like that. I might have to grab that one. See if they have a second printing of the first one so I can get into it. It's like a new telling of Robin Hood. New violent telling of Robin Hood, should I say. Well, that's it for New Comic Book Day. Go run to the comic book stores before they all close today. And thank you so much for hanging out with me here on the New Comic Book Day edition of Geek Culture Congress. I might have an interview later on tonight. I have to confirm it. But I might have an interview with David Kingsworth, I believe his name is. He did the Robotech card games. And he's got something new that he's in the works with. And he wants to share it with all of you. And I'll probably go live later on with him tonight, about 8 o'clock or so. That's maybe. If not, we'll see you Monday on the live show. That's on Checkpoint XP, which is the Twitch channel, a Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. We will see you then, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.